Misha. The Mishnah says that you need three dayanim for all monetary cases. Gzeilos v'kavolos v'shlosha. And gzeilos v'kavolos are also with three dayanim. Correct, the Gemara Kasha, I don't understand the first clause of the Mishnah. Otu. Gzeilos v'kavolos la dine mamadis dinu. I don't understand. You just told me all dinim amadus, all monetary dinim, need three dayanim. So I know that Xelos v'chavolos needs three dayanim. What do you need to repeat yourself? Amar Avavo, no, you don't know, understand how to read the Mishnah, says Rabbi Avavo. You have to read the Mishnah mahein k'tonim. Right, Rabosa, yesterday we learned that every Mishnah is vague. Right? Lerer, why is every Mishnah vague?
Oh, because of
Rebbe.
Rebbe. To learn
to keep the bris. Keep the bris,
yeah.
Who says the Shtikl Torah?
Rav Hunter.
Rav Hunter. Rav Hunter. Sorry for those of you that didn't come to Sunday this year. Your fault. Am Rabavo, Mayim Toni, Mayim Dinim Omenes Gzeilos V'Chavolos. What are monetary dinim? They are Gzeilos V'Chavolos. The Gemara is clarifying the first clause. Mayim Dinim Omenes? Those are Gzeilos V'Chavolos. That's where you need three dayanim. Aval Hodos V'Avolos. But do you need all these requirements for loans and admission to owing money? Stay tuned, Rabosei, tomorrow's shiur on Prusbel. Halacha l'maisa, if you want to get the money back, if you want to get the money back that people owe you after Rosh Hashanah this year, you might want to come to shiur. Forget Talmud Torah. Halacha l'maisa, if you want to get money in your bank account, you might want to learn about Prusbel and what you need to do with me before the year ends, before Shki and Rosh Hashanah, in order to get your Hodos Valvos this year. Because guess what? You don't come to Shir tomorrow, you're losing thousands of dollars, those of you that have money that's out on loans. That's you, Morty. You're going to lose thousands and thousands of dollars.
All out.
Hodos Valvos low. But for Hodos Valvos, forget about Pomper. Hodos Valvos Utsricha. The Gemara says, "Oh, mahin k'tani." What are the example where you need three dayanim mumchin? The Gemara's example is gzeilos v'chavolos. Okay, that's the way you read Mishnah. So Rabosa, just say, start the Mishnah with this statement: gzeilos v'chavolos v'shlosha. When you steal money, you need three dayanim mumchin. What do you need? The introductory statement of dinei mamonos, and I need both statements. If it would only said dinim amenes, havamino, I would have thought all dinim amenes. Dafilu holdos vavolos. So therefore, tonic zelos vachavolos. Therefore, it said zelos vachavolos to show that it's only stealing and damaging, but not holdos vavolos. Do not need three dayanim mumchin. The e tonic zelos vachavolos. And if it would have said don't space out zelos vachavolos, the loktani, and it wouldn't have the introductory remarks of dinim amenes, havamino, I would have thought. Really, it said Gzeilos v'Chavolos, but it doesn't only mean Gzeilos v'Chavolos. Dafilu Hodos v'Avolos. Gzeilos v'Chavolos is just one example of Dinei Mamonos, that every case of Dinei Mamonos needs three judges who are mumchin. Aye, so then if it meant Hodos v'Avolos, so why would the Mishnah present it as Gzeilos v'Chavolos? No, says the Gemara. I have a very good reason why the Mishnah presented it as Gzeilos v'Chavolos. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. V'haydi toni Gzeilos v'Chavolos. Mishum de ikker gimel de ksive b'gzeilos v'chavolos ksive. Gzeilos de ksive v'nekro balabais el Elohim. And chavolos mali chavo begufa mali chavo mo. Really, says the Mishnah, if I would have only had the category in the Mishnah of gzeilos v'chavolos b'shlosha, I would have thought that it's not only gzeilos v'chavolos. It's all monetary payments has to be with three dayanim mumchim. Aye, why did the Mishnah say gzeilos v'chavolos? The reason is because how do you know that you need dayanim mumchin? Because the Torah says in the parsha of gzeilos by a shomer chinom that steals his pikadon and says that he doesn't have it and he wants to steal it. The Torah says, ad Elohim yavo davar shem, they should come to the Elohim. What's an Elohim? An Elohim is a dayan. Three times it says Elohim. That is the source that you need gimel dayanim mumchin for gzeilos v'chavolos. But not to exclude hodos v'avolos. It's just that that is the primary source. That's why the Mishnah decided to go off the psukim and state the case that the Mishnah actually says Elohim. Aye, where does it say it by chavolos? Where you actually punch a guy in the face and I'm chovol him? So Gemara says, mali chovol begufo, mali chovol mono. Once I have a source that you're damaging and stealing from his property, so then you just extrapolate the same thing. If I damage his face, if I punch him in the face, that should also need Dayonim Mumchin, that same phrase of Elohim. But really, Lahalacha, who would have only said Gzeilus V'Chavolos, would have I applied it to Odos V'Avos also? Yes, says the Gemara. That's why the Mishnah has to say both. Dine Momenis, the high new Gzeilus V'Chavolos, and only Gzeilus V'Chavolos, and not Odos V'Avos. Like Rabbi Avo says, Mahim Tony. Odos V'Avos, lo. But Odos V'Avos are not included in our Mishnah. That is the concluding introductory remarks of the Gemara. That's the way you root our Mishnah. And the Torah is telling us, and the Gemara is telling us, that the source for three Dayanim by Dine Mamanis by Gzeilus V'Chavolos is from Shomrim, where he wants to steal it. Ulamai. And what's it coming to tell you? What exactly are we excluding Hodos V'Chavolos and only applying to Gzeilus V'Chavolos? Ilema delo ba'inon shlosha. If you're going to tell me and try to create a case that minat Torah, you really do not need even three dayanim for other dinei mamonos cases like hodos v'avos, says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. That's utterly ridiculous, Laubman. Rabbi Avo, v'amar Rabbi Avo, shnayim shedanu dinei mamonos l'divrei hakol ein dinei amdin. Didn't Rabbi Avo tell us that a bezdin of non-three dayanim, of only two dayanim, is not even a bezdin? So we know that you're going to at least need three dayanim for even a case of Odos V'Avos. Aye, if you're needing three by both Gzeilus V'Chavolos and Odos V'Avos, so what's the obvious question? So what are we excluding Odos V'Avos from our Mishnah about? No, delo ba'inan mumch. You might need three dayanim, but those three dayanim's Lautman could be Joe Shmos. They don't have to be mumch. So Gemara says, I don't even understand that. Where do you get such an idea from? My kasov, and this is the opening to our sugya, holtka. My kasov, where do you derive that the dayanim that are needed, the three dayanim that are needed for Gzeilus V'Chavolos and for Odos V'Avos are in a different tier and a different criteria? I kasov are erev parshios kasov kan liboy namim mumch. The E Kosover in Erev Parshios Kosov Khan Shlosha Lamal. Says Rashi. Look at the first Rashi, E Kosover Erev Parshios Kosov Khan. The Ikalamanda Omer Ba'agozel Eitzim. Rabosai, we're going to learn this Gemara Baba Kama Dafkov Zion very well. But just as introductory remarks. The Psukim in the Parsha of Mishpatim, Shaparshios Aksubis Be'ilah Mishpatim, Me'urbavot hen. They're mishkababel. There's a big ta'aruvis. There's a big mixture in all of the dinim that are presented in Shmos in Parshas Mishpat. She'yesh mikra kosov beparsha ze she'eino yochol lamud bo. Because there's one pasuk, says Rashi, that's in the Parshios of Mishpatim that is totally out of context. Elami parsha acheresi. It's totally from a different parsha. Kigon, asher yomar ki huzeh. Because the pasuk says in that parsha, when a person claims ki huzeh, he has a partial admission to the money that he owes. The alfinon minei, we learn from there, ki huzeh teaches us, Chazal tell us, moda b'miktza sataina yishaveh. Did anyone ever hear of the din called Moda B'Miktas? If you admit to the partial claim of the claimant, or the claimer, of the Toveya, so then what's the halacha? You must take a shvuah, minat Torah. Moda B'Miktas Hatayna Yishaveh. You admit it to half of what I claim that you owe me, so then something must be, something's fishy, something's up, thank you. Something's up over here. You must take a shvuah. All those big words, I always have. Shekosa b'shomer chinam. But where is ki huzeh said? By which parsha? B'shomer chinam. Shomer chinam, says Rashi. That's not modu b'mikta sataina. Modu b'mikta sataina is talking about what? I walk into Bezin, I say, Morty, you owe me money. $100, and Morty says back to me, I only owe you 50, 70. He's molded by Mikta Zataini Yeshava. That's talking about what? Not Shomrim. That's talking about what, says Rashi? Hodos, Valvos, Valvos. So Rashi says, but yet the Parsha in Mishpatim presents the din of Modu B'miktas of Ki Uzeh by who? By Shomrim. So you see that there's a Mishkababel in the Parsha. There's a Mishkababel, there's a Taruvis, there's an Abruvia. There's an Eruv Parshias. So therefore, says Rashi, because a Shomer Chinam, Afal Pishalohud B'miktas Chayav L'Shavah. So therefore, says Rashi, that's the source that you mix things up with. Not everything that's found in its area is necessarily talking about the parsha that it's found in. And actually, says Rashi, that I take the halachos of what? Of Elohim, and I apply it to who? To Moedim Mimiktas. So that now Rashi just explained the Gemara's kasha. E kosavar erev parshios ksav, if you hold that Erev Parshios, and meaning that just because it's found in a certain area doesn't mean it's limited to that area. So therefore, says Rashi, that would be a source, the Gemara is saying, that not only should you need three Dayanim, but what? You should even need three judges that are
experts.
Mumche. Because even though Elohim is said by Shomrim, Erev Parshios. So you could apply it to Hodos Valvos. So how could the Mishnah be excluding Hodos Valvos from the need of Gimel Mumchen? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, so what are you going to tell me? The Ikasavar, says the Gemara, and if you're of the opinion of the Gemara Baba Kama that holds Ein Erev Parshios Kosev Kan, which will have tremendous implication on the Parshas of Shomrim, that the Pasuk of Kihuzeh is actually talking about who? Erev Parshios. You don't move things around. So therefore, who's Erev Parshios? So who's... There's no Erev Parshios. So when it says, Modu Mimiktas HaTaina, that you're accepting partial claims, who's that talking to? Where it's found? Where is it found? Shomrim. So therefore, the Shomer has to accept partially be Chayev for the claim. That's the Manda Omer, Ein Erev Parshios Kosev Kan. If that's the case... So then what does the Gemara suggest by the ramifications legabe our mission, legabe dayonim, v'i ein erev parshios kosev kan, shlosh alamu, says Rashi, v'i kosavar d'kai kro lav ba'alva mishtoi. If you're going to tell me that this psukim are not extrapolated and placed into halvos, shlosh minolam ba'alva, how do you know that you need three? Hamitlas Elohim nafkalam. It's only learnt out from Shomrim, from Zelos. And we don't have a source for Halva that you need three Dayanim. There's no psukim of three Elohim by Halva. So then, maybe you don't even need three, suggests the Gemara, according to Rashi. Good? That's the end of the Gemara, according to Rashi. Ikasavar Erev Parshios. Then you should need the real McCoy. You should need not only three Dayanim. You should need three Dayanim! Mumchim. Because whatever you find by Shomrim, you apply to loans. And just because it's found in the parsha of Shomrim doesn't mean it's not applicable to Hodos and Alvos. But if you hold any Erev Parshios Kosev Kan, what does Rashi say? Maybe you don't even need three Dayanim. Forget Mumchim. Maybe you don't need nothing. Says the Gemara, no, we're really going in Erev Parshios.
Then if Rashi saying that if you don't hold Erev Parshios, you don't need anything, how does he explain the Gemara?
So that's Gemara is exactly the same. Gemara says it has to be that we're holding Erev Parshios.
The Mishnah. What would Rashi say? How does Rashi interpret that Gemara?
Would it be going according to that Mishnah? Erev Parshios would not fit into the Mishnah. That's exactly Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is saying, really, you're right. You proved it to us. You must hold like the Manda Omer in the Gemara Baba Kama that says Erev Parshios. Mix things up, because as Wexler just pointed out, the Mishnah says Dinim Omer is Mishlosha. So it has to be according to the Manda Omer Erev Parshios. Aye, it's going according to the Manda Omer Erev Parshios. So then, why are you excluding it? Why don't you need everything that you need by Gzelos and Chavalos? Why don't you need experts? Comes along the Gemara and says it's a Takana Midrabon. You're right. Min HaTorah, we should have equated one to the other. Whatever you need from Zelos and Chavalos is applied to Odos Vavos through the mechanism of Eir Parshas. Why is it that the Mishnah is excluding Odos Vavos from needing three Mumchin? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, it's a Takonim Derabbanan, so that to make sure that people are not unwilling to loan. People are going to think it's so hard to get strong Dayanim that are going to adjudicate the case, so they're going to inhibit themselves from loaning in the first place. We don't want to create such a scenario. Says the Gemara, we have precedent for other halachos that we've lowered down the criterias of what's needed for Hodos Valvos. So too, we apply the same thing on a rabbinic level to Dinei Mamonos. But where's the Gemara holding now? If I wasn't holding within the rabbi's world, on a level of Deoraisa, what do I need for both Gzelos V'Chavolos and Hodos Valvos? I need on a level of Deoraisa three Dayan and Mumchen. They're totally equated. And if I hold Einei Refarshios Kasev Kan, what does Rashi suggest? I wouldn't even know if I need three. You would need nothing. And therefore, that can't fit with the Mishnah, like Wexler pointed out. Yeah.
Why are the Rabbanim allowed to do that?
Come to Shir tomorrow at 9, and you will have the answer to that question. It's something called Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The rabbis have authority when it comes to monetary law. Yet, we have to learn, and it might have to be next Tuesday, the details and the machloksim rishonim between the Rambam and the Raivin and Rashi and Tosis and Gittin. Tomorrow, Mir Teshem, we're going to learn all the details of Prusbel, and you guys are going to be experts in Hilchos, Shmitas, Ksofim, going into this year Rosh Hashanah, Mir Teshem, after a few more Tuesday shiurim. Not a shiur you want to miss. Okay? Ezra, is this a chiddush or is this a clarification?
Why would you say
what was the answer? It's chiddush. That's what I thought I heard.
Would you say the opposite that people would rather
own? Good chiddush. Right.
Would you say that you're doing that with judges who just don't have vision with their fear?
Wouldn't you say
that people would rather loan with experts as opposed to like non-experts who don't know how to don't know what they're doing? Like, why can't you just take away the teaching of the hero part of it and still have something in part of it? What's the logic
of
saying?
I'll tell you. I hear where you're coming from, but I'll say, paint this scenario. I don't have the time to get to Besdin all the time. I'm running a business. I can't even show up to Shear every day of the week, right? I have to figure things out, whatever. And then for the mumchin, the limited mumchin that are going to be available, finally, I'm never going to get my money back. So I'd rather, people who are not necessarily so experts that are in such high demand to be able to judge my case. Comes along the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. We're not up to it yet. Comes along Tosos. On Daf Bezim and Bezim says, what Rashi presented is not 100% accurate. Rashi presented that the Gemara is saying that if you don't hold of Eir Parshios, then there is no way that you would ever need three Dayan. Tosfos says, based on a few different contradictions, a few different questions, Tosfos says that's not entirely true. Comes along Tosfos on Beis and Medeis and says, the Gemara is only saying,
What's not?
V'yei Shlomer. Let's see the Tosfos. V'yei Shlomer. It's halfway down of the skinny lines. Tosfos Dirmasla Divrecho. V'yei Shlomer. Da'afilu man de'isle ein Eir Parshios. Even the guy who doesn't hold of Eir Parshios, who seemingly has no source. There is still another source that the Gemara didn't introduce to us, and he still, bottom line, might hold that you need three
Dayanim.
Don't be fooled by the presentation of our Gemara, that the Gemara presents, my Kasavar, Hachi Kamar. Don't read it like Rashi. I Kasavar in Eir Parshios Kasav Kan. If you hold Einir Parshios, so then Ulakachlo Bayinan Mumchen, and that's why you don't need expert. Dilo Dorish Mishparecha Lahashvos Hodos Valvos Lagzeos Vachavolos.
and you obviously did not learn Mishpat Echad, because then you would have needed Mumchin. Mishpat Echad means there's one judgment. All Dine Mamanis are under one Mishpat. We link all Mishpats together. Mishpat Echad, whatever is the criteria for one, is the criteria for all judgment, and that would have been the source for Mumchin. Aye, but you're telling me that there's no need for Mumchin, so it must be we're dropping the Pasuk of Mishpat Echad, and we're not darshaning that Pasuk. So then the Gemara is presenting, then it's actually accurate that you don't need three Dayanim either, because you don't have Erev Parshios, and you also don't have Mishpat Echad. The Chikamar La'olam Kasavar Erev Parshios Kasavgan B'dinu D'Bayi Mumchin have a Motzin L'Memer Da'afilu in Erev Parshios Kasavgan Ba'inan Duhu D'Liboi Gimo Mumchin Mi Mishpat Echad Ela She'eno Hurotze Lachzer Mi Divrei Amakshin. Says Tosos, the Gemara is not entirely accurate. The Gemara is making everything seem black on white. Either you have Erev Parshios, or you don't have Erev Parshios. But says Tosfos, not entirely true. There's another option. What if I hold Ein Erev Parshios, but I have another source in the Torah that links the Dinei Mamonis to each other? Because of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Because it has to be all one judgment. So that would be not only a source for Gimel Mumchin, that would be a source for three Dayanim also. So Tosfos says, even the Manda Omer Erev Parshios could still hold that you need three Dayanim.
We're supposed to
get that from that. Tosfos is the same. There's another drush in the Gemara.
What's the source?
The Gemara makes there is not the same. Unless Rashi has a different drush with what that must teach you.
Mishpat Echad? Yeah, Rashi must not learn like that. Right. So Tosfos is saying, what?
But that's
not what our Gemara. That's not what our Gemara is saying. Tosa said our Gemara really should have had a few more lines, and our Gemara should have said, and even according to the Manda Omer that doesn't hold the Erev Parshios, he still has a source because of Mishpat Echad. Those words are not in the Gemara, but Tosa says that could have been true.
But it teaches you something else.
Where?
Gemara teaches you something
here. Yeah. Okay. So it can teach you all Mishpat Echad are equivalent. All halachos. That's great. Drushas v'chakiras, Dayanim Mumchim. That's great. That's all Mishpat Echad. Mishpat Echad means that you have whatever you have by some dinim, you have by all dinim. We link all the dinim. So Tosfos says that could have been a source also for the amount of Dayanim and for Mumchim. Now comes along the Gemara. So now we have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi sounds like if you don't hold any Erev Parshios, then what? You don't even have a source for what? For? Wow. For three. So Rashi says, Ein Erev Parshios, done. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. Tosfos says, even if I hold Ein Erev Parshios, I could still have a source for three because I have what? Another pasuk of?
Mishpat Echad.
Mishpat Echad. Now I want you to read another Gemara. Comes along the Gemara and introduces a statement of Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ikh. Comes along the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Gimel and Aleph at the end of the day and says, Amar Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ikh, Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ikh says, Amr midar raisa chad nami kosher. Even one dayan works. Why? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'tzedek tishbot amisecha. Because the Torah says even b'tzedek tishbot amisecha, which means tishbot, that you can judge yourself, singular, you have the ability to be done. Rav Acha says a startling chiddush. One dayan is enough for dinei mamonos. One dayan is enough for dinei mamonos. Comes along Tosfos and says, Perish HaKodshus. What does he say? It's going according to who? Ein Erev Parshios. Rabosai. Rashi Lashitaso. Rashi who held that there's no source in the Torah whatsoever. Whatsoever. So therefore Rashi says, this Gemara that allows one Dayan, obviously that said such a great Chiddush, was doing so because he was able to do so, because he wasn't limited by any other parsha, because he doesn't hold of Erev Parshios. So there was no other Torah telling him that not so. But comes along Tosos, and Tosos is not so easy saying that, because let's remember Rabosai. Tosos holds that even if you don't hold Erev Parshios, how many Dayanim do you need? Three, because I have another pasuk which is called what? Mishpat Echad. So Tosfos says, I disagree with Rashi over there, and I say that even according to the Manda Erev Parshios, you misunderstood the Gemara. Rav Acha says, B'tzedek tishbot amisecha,
comes to tell me that that which I would have thought, Wexler, from Erev Parshios, or that which I would have thought from Mishpat Echad, is actually not true according to Rav Acha, comes along with another pasuk and says, don't learn Erev Parshios like that, don't learn Mishpat Echad like that, and counters what you would have thought. Meaning Tosfos is saying Rav Acha's statement is even according to under Erev Parshios, and the pasuk of Betzedek Tishpat Amisecha is coming to counter what those two psukim say. Either Mishpat Echad, which is the source that you would have had three prior to the pasuk Betzedek Tishpot, or Erev Parshios, which is the source that you would have had three mumchim prior to the pasuk of Betzedek Tishpot. But Tosos Lashitoso disagrees with Rashi and says no, because there was no person originally that actually held that definitively that you don't have a need for three mumchim. There's no such source. Even the Mandamer holds in Erev Parshios Kosov Khan says Tosos will derive and will hold at the end of the day that what? That what?
You need three.
That you need three. So therefore, Tosa says, this Gemara of Rav Acha is equal, both according to the Mandar and Erev Parshios, both according to the Mandar and Erev Parshios, and has nothing to do with the last sugya. Because Tosos thinks even the Mandar and Erev Parshios could be equated to the Mandar and Erev Parshios in how many Dayanim he needed. So the Chiddush of Rav Acha was going according to both Mandar Amrin. It wasn't necessarily linked to one of the Shittas before. But Rashi, based on the way he learned originally, that Ein Erev Parshios is the one who doesn't have a source for three Dayanim. So he learns Rav Acha not as reverting and changing the old Gemara. Rav Acha was just saying, oh, I'm that other Manda Omer that the Gemara introduced on the bottom of Beis Mabez that says there Taka is no source for three Dayanim. Rashi learns Rav Acha as a flow from the Manda Omer Ein Erev Parshios Kosov Khan. Tosos learns Rav Acha's statement that you only need one Dayan is going against both Manda Amrus from before. Because both Manda Amrus from before would have told you, Minat Torah, you need three Dayanim. Comes along Rav Acha and says, I have another drasha to tell you, only need one. Everyone chap? Everyone understand? It's Tosos and Rashi's setup of the Machlokes, Erev Parshios versus Ein Erev Parshios Khan, that is going to affect the way they understand Rav Acha's Chiddush and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rabbos, I have a question for you. Comes along the Gemara in Kiddushin. Yeah, Ezra.
So what's
Rashi
with
Moses'
question? Why do you need the
Pasuk? So I think, excellent question. I think Rashi's saying, I had no sources for anything. So I could have, I don't know any numbers. It's not coming.
But it's not like you can judge at zero. You obviously need one person.
No. So I need some sources for a certain number. So Rashi says, Rav Acha says, oh, I have a pasuk that says one dayan's fine.
Exactly.
But it's not coming to come against.
In Erev Parshios, it must be that this pasuk's
not. Rashi's saying Rav Acha holds in Erev Parshios.
Right.
So I don't have any number of dayan.
But according to Tosfos,
so how many dayan do I need?
But
so one. Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha.
But
Tosfos understood Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha was coming to deny an original drasha. Was coming to go against and to be megala something that your preconceived notion is wrong. I think Rashi is going to learn, but Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha, no. It's just, I have no sources for how many Dayanim I need for Hodos Valvos, so maybe I can have one. Because how many Dayanim should I need?
Obviously, you don't need more, you obviously need one.
This is the source that I need one.
If you don't have a number, then why would you assume any other number?
Two threes.
Now, well, the truth is that according to Rashi,
if you don't have Erev Parshios, then you don't have three. So obviously you wouldn't assume three. So you would assume just one. Zero.
Right.
The case.
Right. I don't have to think about it. Here. I'm not sure how Rashi is going to get out of Tosfos.
So we said
Chevra. Tosfos holds that Bain, if you hold Erev Parshios, Bain, if you hold in Erev Parshios, you need three dayan. Just from a different source. From Mishpat Echad Yilachem. So Rav Acha's statement that came to be Mechadish, that at the end of the day, Lamaskono, I have a pasuk telling me that it's enough to have one dayan, that's even according to the Manda Amar, Ein Erev Parshios Kosov Khan. Because I had an original source that told me I needed three. So I need the pasuk of Betzedek Tishpot to go against that drasha. What was my original source? Mishpat Echad Yelacha. So therefore, Tosfos picks on Rashi and says, why are you thinking that this Rav Acha is limited to Ein Erev Parshios Kosov Khan? I'll tell you why Rashi was thinking that.
Because Rashi reads smoothly like that, because Rashi held that there was one day in the Gemara that didn't have a number of a dayanim, and learned Rav Acha saying one dayan from Etzerek Tishban Amisecha. Whereas Tosos is forced to say that no, Rav Acha's whole learning is to go against our preconceived notion, whether I hold Erev Parshios, whether I don't hold Erev Parshios, my source would have been one. Rabosai, there's a Gemara in Kiddush. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells me what? Did anyone get up to this on our Aram Komos? Nope. What? I didn't ask where you learned it or which yeshiva is better. I want to know what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. Samach Beis. Geirus. The Gemara says Geirus needs a bezdin. How do you know that? The Gemara has a pasuk there. Mishparech. Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We'll pick up with Tosfos' question there, and we'll show that Tosfos' analysis is actually dependent on our machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rabosai, I will see you at night, Seder Mitzvah.